Now, Mr. Gimel is called the Puppy Dog Reference. So, Mr. Gimel is talking about whether or not you can use your Miser money. This is your Miser Sheni. It has to go to Jerusalem to be. Remember, Miser Sheni is your tithe that you take to bring up to be eaten in Jerusalem. And you bring it in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, a 7-year Shemitah cycle. You take that second tithe after your Miser Rishon, and you take that food, or you can redeem the food onto coins, take the money up to Jerusalem, and use that money to purchase foodstuffs in Jerusalem. Remember, Maseches Miser Sheni. So, the question is, can you use that money you brought up to for these korbanos? Now, normally, the din is, of course, that it has to be edible, so it would be sort of a no-brainer anyways, the ola is not going to work. There's a separate issue, which is, anything that's an obligatory matter, is you're not allowed to bring from it must always be brought from Chulin as opposed to something that's been sanctified. This is, you know, this principle applies even to the laws of Miser today in terms of giving Miser. It's only loosely connected, but it's connected. You can't give, we discussed this moments ago, use your Miser money to pay for someone which is obligatory on you. It has to be voluntary. So it's a similar idea. Things that are obligatory, you can't use your Miser Ksafim, your money from your Miser Sheni, which is to exempt yourself. So, we're now going to say, basically speak that out, of course. Mishnah Gimel says, Olos b'moed, the Olos, which are totally burned in Moed, bos min achulin. They come from Chulin. Now, there's actually a Chsuri Mechsra, there's missing words here. With the Gemara, it really should read like this. Olos, the Korbanos you bring, that's an Ola, that are Nedarm and Nedavos, I mean, they were Neder means you said, I'm going to bring an Ola, and then Nedava says, this animal is going to be my Ola. Those, but Moed Baos, this is extra words here, really extra words, they are brought in the Moed, meaning during Chol Moed Dafka, and not on the Yom Tov. Before I said in the Hagdama that you're ideally supposed to bring your Ola, we said this in Maseches Beitz also not long ago, you bring your Ola Dafka on Yom Tov, because the Torah says, and that's when you bring it. But the other Korbanos, the voluntary ones, can be brought anytime afterwards, if you wait till Chol Moed, because remember Shechita, it's not necessary, and Ola you're not eating anyways, so there's no Ochel Nefesh, you wouldn't be allowed to shecht it, so therefore you wouldn't bring it on Yom Tov, you bring it during Chol Moed. So again, it says, Olos, the burnt offerings that are Nadarim and Nadavos, that were voluntary in nature, but Moed Baos, Daf could bring them during Chol Moed, the Yom Tov Ein Baos, they're not brought on Yom Tov, because there's no Hetzer to shecht them. Olos Re'ia, I'm still reading from Chasuri Mechzera. Olos Re'ia, the korbanos that are burnt that you have to bring obligatorily on those on the first day of Yom Tov, ideally, a filo b'Yom Tov can be brought even on Yom Tov. Ukushen ban, and when you do bring them, einan ban ella minachulin. They must be brought from your own personal money, not from money that's coming from the Miser Sheni money, and that is for any reason, any number of reasons. A, because it's not eaten, so it wouldn't count for Miser Sheni, and B, it's Maschini is not Hulin. It's got a tekdesh already, so there you go. Okay. So you see, by the way, just with the Chasuri Mechzera, you have two different dinim addressed. You have when you can bring these things, the voluntary ones only during Chol Moed, the obligatory ones even on Yom Tov, and second of all, that the obligatory olos must come from your own private money, Hulin, not from your Maeser Sheni money. Okay. Vahashlamim. Again, so this is now we're talking about shlamim that's going to be eaten. This will be Shalmei Chagiga and olos. Oh, sorry, wrong. The shlamim here are the shalmei simcha, which are coming, dafka, remember shalmei simcha are coming because you need to have meat to eat. So that, since it's meat to be eaten, that could be brought from your Miser Sheni money. And that's actually the ideal, we mentioned back in Miser Sheni, we discussed that's the ideal thing to use with your money. Remember? We even had the kanas, I don't know if you remember, I don't want to get into it again. In Miser Sheni, we had sort of penalties with guys who are using it to buy animals that weren't being brought as korbanos. Penalize them. I don't get to it now, but how that worked. But the point is, that's the ideal thing to do with your money, to bring Shalmei Simcha. Now, what's with the Shalmei Chagiga? The Shalmei Chagiga is like a funny one in the middle. When it came to Ola, it's not being eaten, it's a non-starter. It's obligatory, not eaten. When it comes to Shalmei Simcha, it's all about the eating, so therefore it's mutter. The middle case is the Shalmei. Did I say Shalmei? That's the Shalmei Simcha. The middle case is the Shalmei Chagiga, where you bring it, it's obligatory to bring, but you're going to eat it. So like, do you say, well, it's obligatory, and therefore you have to use only your chulin money? Or do you say, no, it's also going to be eaten and for the chag, for celebrating, and therefore you should be able to use your Miser Sheni money and purchase it for food stuff. So that's the machlokas here. It says, when it comes to, now, the words of the Mishnah here are a little tricky. It says Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach. What's that talking about? That means the Chagiga you bring on the first day of Pesach, which is, and all the other Chagigas bring on the other holidays for Shavuos and Sukkot. The reason why it mentions the first day of Pesach is, as I said in the Hagdama, as opposed to the Shlam you bring on the day before Pesach. Remember that one? That was you born on Erev Pesach, so you'll have food to eat at your Pesach Seder. That's your egg, you know, your little egg on your remember that's the egg on your Seder plate to remember. So that is to remind you that we had the Chagiga to eat. That Chagiga, there's a Shlamim, that was brought on Erev Pesach. That's not the obligatory one for Pesach. So that one, which is just coming to give you food, and you're eating in Jerusalem, of course, because you're in Jerusalem by doing the Korban, etc. That for sure could, the Erev Pesach Shlamim, for sure could be purchased with Maaser Sheni money. It's not a problem. It's not obligatory. Just you need food. Right? In fact, we even said, if you remember back from Sachem, if you're a really small group and you have a really big lamb, you could get away with not bringing one of these at all if you don't have enough food to go around. It just wasn't likely because you have to be surveyor first. So that, but the Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, the one that you bring on Pesach proper, that's a technical Shalmei Chagiga that you have to bring, and therefore on that one is the Machlokas. Since it's obligatory, can you rely on using your Maaser Sheni money to buy that obligatory korban? Beis Shammai says, Omrim min hachulin. No, you can't. You have to purchase it only from, use your chulin money, no Maaser Sheni money. And Beis Hill Omrim min hamaaser. He says you can even purchase your Shalmei Chagiga with Maaser Sheni money. Now the Gemara says it's not as quite as posh as that, but Beis Hill agrees that you have to spend chulin money on your Shalmei Chagiga. I know I didn't say that, but that's what the Gemara says for sure, because it's obligatory. You can't use your Maaser Sheni money to pay for an obligatory chov. What Hillel, Beis Hillel mean is that you can basically combine monies. You can use some, when you're purchasing your Shalmei Chagiga, some of the money can come from chulin and some come from Maaser Sheni. But now, how does that sum work? It's a machlokas amarayim, three and machlokas. Basically, one sheet is 50-50. Like if you're buying one animal, half can come from chulin, half can come from Maaser Sheni. A second approach is that no, as we'll see shortly, you're allowed to bring multiple korbanos. Like if you're rich, you can bring 50 Shalmei Chagiga to really celebrate. So the point is, Beis Hillel hold you could, as many as 49 of them could come from chulin, but one of them has to be an animal bought. Even 49 could be bought from Maaser Sheni, but at least one of them has to be brought entirely from chulin to meet that technical chov. And there's a third amora which basically says, like, do whatever you want, do this way, do that way, don't worry about it. Just, yeah, fine. But that's how it works, is that machlokas. But either way, Beis Hillel hold at least some of your Shalmei Chagiga can come from Maaser Sheni money. Okay? Good.